Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Well, listen, it is good to see all of you here this morning, and we're going to jump straight into the word for this morning. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about spiritual warfare for those who don't know a whole lot about that. All it means is understanding a few things. It's understanding that while we live in a physical realm, there is also a spiritual realm. And in the spiritual realm, many of the things that we face today are often rooted in the spiritual realm. And God, you and I, as born-again Christians, while on the physical, you don't see anything on the outside that's different. On the inside, everything has changed. The spiritual, you have been given God's spirit on the inside of you. And so today we're going to be talking about winning the battle, and specifically winning the battle of the mind. And we're going to talk a little bit about this because I believe that it is here that we will experience victory in our life. Oftentimes, we're wondering, how can we get to a point to where we are experiencing and we are walking in the freedom, we are walking in the victory that God promises in the Word of God. And often we find our times trying, but tripping over the same things. But the Word of God tells us and shows us that there is a walk, there is a life where we can experience His goodness, His grace, His blessings, His victory, His freedom. And I believe it all begins and ends with the mind. And so we're going to talk about that today. And, there is, in the spiritual realm, a battle that is taking place every day. And in the spiritual realm, the devil is doing everything he can to take as many people to hell with him as he to take as many people to hell and to destruction as he can, because he knows that his day is coming. His days are numbered. Even in the Word of God, even the demons talked about how, whenever Jesus came, they asked him, "Are you here they said, "Are you here to bring destruction, now? Are you coming for that reason?" And of course, they were talking about that they know themselves that one day their destruction is coming. But the devil's doing everything he can to take as many people with him. That's his goal. That's his plan. And the way he does it is through deception. He wants to deceive as many people as he can from the truth. He wants to deceive people from knowing the truth, because the truth leads to God. Everything else that's not the truth leads us away from him. But praise God that if you have placed your faith in Jesus, you are born again. Your name, according to the Word of God, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Man, isn't that so precious? Man, what a joy knowing. We were singing, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." I have joy knowing that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and I will spend eternity with him. That's your promise. Because you are saved, because you are born again, you are sanctified, and you are the righteousness of God according to the Word of God. Now, while that is the case, there is still a battle happening involving you. And specifically, it's about control. And it's a battle of your mind. You see, the fact is that somebody, something in life is going to have control in your mind. The question is, who is going to have it? What is going to have our mind? Who are we giving the keys to our life? Who are we giving the keys to our mind to? You see, the devil, he knows that he cannot snatch you from the hand of God. He knows it. Jesus said that nobody can pluck us from the hand of God. We are firmly secured in him. Our eternity is taken care of. We are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He knows that you belong to God. However, he still wants to have control of your life. And the reason why is because I believe that he wants control of your life because he wants to keep you from screwing up his plans. He wants to get as many people to hell as he can, and he knows that you are a threat to what his plans are because you have the light of Christ inside of you for those who are walking in darkness. But the devil wants to do everything he can to keep you from being effective as a believer. And he knows that if he can have control of your life, then he can keep you focused on the wrong things. And of course, I don't think anybody rightfully just says, hey, devil, you can have the keys to my life. You can do whatever you want. You have control. Nobody wants that. Nobody asks for that. But somehow, some way, he still gets what he wants because he looks to trick us and try to deceive us into giving him permission with control in our life. And it all happens in the mind. So we're going to look in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, something that Paul talks about that we're going to spend our time on in discussing how we win the battle against the enemy in our life. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to read three verses, and it starts in verse 3. It says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh." Okay, so right here he's saying that there is a spiritual battle. Okay, there's a spiritual battle. He says that we don't wage war in the flesh, but he's talking about us waging war in the spirit. Verse 4, he says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." We'll talk about that in a moment. And it says that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Now, we're going to dig into that in just a moment. But again, Paul, he is pointing out again here that we are in a spiritual battle. Last year, we went through a series through the armor of God, and we talked about how Paul reveals that there is a spiritual battle happening. And here he talks about it as well. And he mentions that there are weapons, that as spiritual beings, as we are operating against the enemy who is spiritual, we have weapons that are effective against the enemy that are also spiritual. And he says that they are mighty in pulling down strongholds. So let's talk about a stronghold for a second. A stronghold in terms of military, language, it is a fortified city, a fortified area in which an enemy will use to guard their territory. And that's what the enemy does, is he looks to gain real estate in our life, fortify it, and defend it, and guard it as his own territory. That's what a stronghold is, basically. It's something in our life that we can't shake. Something, and many times it's not even something outward. Many times it starts with something that we believe. And many times we look through a lens and see the world through a certain lens that the enemy has created for us, and we only see through that lens. And once we are able to remove that and begin to replace it with the truth, then once that happens, we're able to see clearly. But the enemy, he's looking to gain territory in our life. He wants to gain a foothold. He wants to stick his foot in the door. And once he gets his foot in the door, he wants to take more. And that is his goal. That's what he's trying to do. Yet, Paul says that you and I have weapons mighty in pulling down those strongholds. There are times whenever we realize that there are things in us that we're like, man, why do I think this way? Why do I talk like that? Why can't I get rid of this from my life? It's because many times there's a stronghold, but you and I have weapons to pull those things down according to what the word says. And then in verse 5, again, he says that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion. In the King James Version, I like what it says. It says that he says that we're casting down imaginations and every high thing. Imaginations take place in the mind. The devil does want to produce vain imaginations, vain thoughts, which are thoughts that are absent of God or go against him, go against his plan, go against his purpose. And I believe that if the believer, that if the battle for believers is in the mind, then at the end of the day, what you think about matters. What you and I think about really does matter. And it matters because while we may not think about it day to day, there is a spiritual battle happening over your mind. The Holy Spirit wants control of your mind because he wants to produce joy, love, peace, grace, mercy in your life. He wants to lead you into more of him. But the devil wants authority in your life as well. He wants to have power in your life. He wants to have control. So the question is, who are we going to give that control to? So before we jump into the main part of this message, I just want to give us some points to ponder. First is that I believe that every battle in life is won or lost first in the mind. Every battle in life is won or lost first in the mind. This is true in everyday life, and just about anything in everyday life. But it's also very true in our spiritual life as well. The battle is won or lost first in the mind. Secondly, is that the enemy's greatest attacks against you are not against your body or your circumstances, but against your mind. Because that's where he can gain control of your life, is in your mind. And so that is the thing that we have to guard. When we were going through the armor of God, it talks about the helmet of salvation, the importance of putting on the helmet of salvation. And it's because while our spirits have been born again, our mind has not. And we have to lead our mind into salvation. And we'll talk about that more in a moment. And then lastly, is that if the enemy can control your mind, then he will have control of your life. Those are points that are going to help shape where we're going. And there's going to be four steps I want to talk about in winning the battle of our mind. Four steps. I believe that these four steps will lead us to walking in victory every day, walking in peace every day, ensuring that we are staying on top, that we are the head and not the tail, that we're above and not beneath, every single day. Amen. And so four things that we've got to do. I'm going to say what those are, and then we're going to go through them one by one. Is we have to have awareness of our thoughts. We have to have discipline over our thoughts. We have to have transformation of our mind, which leads to victory over our mind. So let's talk about the first one. First, for us to win the battle in the mind, first off, was we have to recognize the battle. We have to be aware. We have to recognize the battle happening in our life, that there is a battle over our mind, that there are thoughts when they come in like stray bullets. It may just seem like a random thought, but most likely it's the enemy doing his best to try to get us to bite on one of them. To get us to bite. It's a battle of him trying to gain more territory or to gain some territory in our mind. And because specifically our mind is a spiritual battlefield. Look at what Romans 8 says, verses 5 and 6. Paul says this: "For those who live according to their flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. That's, he's saying right there that for those who are walking in the Spirit, it's not by accident, but because we set our minds to the Spirit. Verse 6, for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Wherever we set our mind to, whatever we choose to think about is going to lead to that result. When we set our mind on the things of God, when we set our mind on the things of Spirit, it leads to life and peace. The fact is that our thoughts shape our actions, and they also shape our future. Proverbs 23 says, for as a man thinks, so is he. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our thoughts shape who we are. They shape where we're going. They shape our actions every day. And we must realize that the devil is trying to fill our mind with fear, with lies, and with doubt. Those are his tactics. Jesus said in John 8 that when the devil speaks, he speaks according to his own nature. He lies because he is a father. He's the father of lies. He's nothing but a liar. He's always looking to sow lies in our mind that many times sound good. But we have to recognize the battle when it's happening. We have to realize and be aware of our thoughts. Be aware every day of those thoughts because it's important what we think about. Common battles in the mind that we have. Number one is fear versus faith. Am I going to trust God? Secondly is truth versus lies. Am I going to believe what God says or what the world says? And then thirdly, confidence in Christ versus self-doubt. Will I see myself the way that God sees me? But those are all thoughts. And whenever those thoughts come across our mind, we have to be aware of what they are. So that's the first one, is that we have to recognize the battle. Number two is we have to take every thought captive, is what the word says. Verse 5 says, take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Once we are aware of a stray thought that comes into our mind, immediately we must take that thought captive. We have to have discipline over our thought life. We have to have discipline over the things that we think about. Because the fact is that we don't have to accept every thought that comes into our mind. We don't have to accept that thought as thinking that it's just me. Or thinking that it's just and just keep thinking, or just keep going on life. Instead, we can take that thought and say, okay, no, I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to do this. You know, it reminds me of these random, I'm sure everybody gets these random spam texts, you know, every now and then. And every now and then, you know, I get these random spam texts of a girl, like, seeking something. The first time I'm saying, nope. I find Melinda, hey, baby, I'm about to delete this. I want you to know. I'm about to delete this thing. I just want you to know. I'm not accepting this. No. You know, I'm not accepting these spam. I'm not, no. No, sir. Then when these thoughts come, we don't have to accept them. Because every thought is not worth meditating on. Not every thought is worth allowing it to stay in our minds. But instead, we stand at the door of our minds, that when that thought comes, if we're aware of them, then we're able to take them captive. I remember walking into the barbershop one day, and they were watching the BET Awards, and literally just all these girls lined up on the stage and just dancing with their backsides. And I'm thinking, is this really what they think that what we appreciate? I mean, I got four daughters. I don't want them watching this. And they were like, you know what? You have a good point. I don't know why we're watching this. And they turned it off. But I'm thinking, you know, the world just wants us to accept that this is what life is, that this is what, you know, the way we should be. But no, we don't have to accept that. That is not who we are, what we should be. Philippians 4:8 tells us what we should think about. It says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Let's put our mind on those things, because those things are worth thinking about. Those are the thoughts that we should accept into our life, because they point us to God. They point us to Him. We have to counter the enemy's lies like Jesus did with Scripture. We have to identify that toxic thought. Reject that lie from the enemy. Replace it with God's word. Replace it with His word, with what He says. And then continually every day declare His promises. Every day just declare His word. You know, listen, worship music and reading the word and declaring those thoughts, so that we have ammunition whenever the enemy launches another thought. Man, I'm not letting that thing enter my mind. In fact, no, and then, I'm not going to think about that. But instead, I'm going to think about what God, You have blessed me with. And then begin to speak His word, so that that thought cannot simmer. Amen. Amen? Thirdly, after we take every thought captive, thirdly, we must renew our mind daily. You must renew your mind daily. This is where transformation happens. Transformation of the mind. The Holy Spirit wants to transform our mind, because remember, while we are saved, our mind is not. Holy Spirit wants to transform our mind. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We must not be conformed to what the world wants us to think about, what Hollywood wants us to think about. What they put in front of us to say, this is what you should accept. Instead, reject it and choose to renew our mind through the word of God. Transformation happens when we allow the word of God to change how we think. We have to go to the word with the purpose of knowing that God is changing the way we think. But if we are just watching garbage, if we, are taking the time to read the word of God, but then we're putting garbage in our mind, it's just reversing what we're putting in our mind. We have to guard our mind and choose to allow the word of God to transform us. Like Joshua, like God told Joshua, He says, do not allow the book of the law to depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. I was thinking about it. Joshua went and he conquered all the enemies of Israel's enemies. And God was telling him to not allow the book of law to depart from his mouth. And He said if he did these things, that he would be prosperous and have good success. And the enemies in our life, we will have victory over those enemies in our life when we meditate on God's word and be careful to do those very things. But we have to guard our mind. We have to be careful of what we allow ourselves to think about. And when we do these things, when we're aware of our thoughts, when we take captive every thought, and when we allow our minds to be renewed, then we can use the spiritual weapons that God has given us to walk in victory. God has given us weapons that are mighty in pulling down strongholds. And the first is the Word of God. The Word of God, it is the believer's greatest weapon. As the armor of God says, that it is the sword of the Spirit. That we use the word of God, like Jesus did, to combat the lies, to combat the thoughts that are coming into our mind. Because again, we are wanting to gain control of our mind and give it to God. You're never just going to have control of just your mind. You are giving it to somebody, or you're giving it to something. But when we choose to have control and to say, I'm not going to think about this, but instead, I'm going to think about the word of God, and I'm going to meditate on it, and so that when it comes, I can use that weapon, His word, to combat the enemy in our life. Secondly is prayer. That's a weapon. the power to destroy strongholds in our life. Prayer, for prayer is involving God and allow Him to do what we can't. Prayer, and then also praise and worship. You know, there is something about worship that just pushes back the enemy, that just pushes back fear. I love the Word of God where, you know, where it says that perfect love casts out all fear. And I just believe when we just listen to worship music, when we, it just, whatever the enemy, whatever the darkness is trying to do, it just pushes it out. And as the Word of God says that He inhabits the praises of His people. When we listen to worship music, it pushes the enemy out, and the presence of the Lord enters our room, enters our vehicle, enters wherever we're at. Amen. Worship, it is a weapon. But we have to remember that that the battle is already won through Christ. It's already won. And through Christ, we have authority over our thoughts. And we do that when we take them captive. And we replace those thoughts with the truth. And we continue to walk in that every day, ready, being aware of our thoughts, but also walking in the weapons that He's given us. And that's how we walk in victory. Every day we can have victory when we walk in those things and we use the weapons that God has given us. The Word of God, prayer, and worship. Amen? Amen. Really quick, four takeaways, and then we're going to pray. Number one is, let us remember to be aware of the battle for our thoughts. Let's be aware that there is a battle for your thought life. There's a battle for your mind. The devil wants to do everything he can to confuse you, to twist you, and to get you thinking about the wrong things. But if we're aware of it, then we know that when something's coming, we're going to see it. We're going to know it. Be aware of the battle for your thoughts. Secondly, discipline yourself to take every thought captive. Let's discipline ourselves to take the thoughts captive that are not of God, that want to send us spiraling the opposite direction. You know, there are times when we're doing so good, but then that thought comes. If we're aware and that thought, and we're waiting for it, we are going to be ready. And we're going to take that thought captive and tell it, no, I'm not going to meditate on this. I'm not going to think about this. I'm not even going to let this stay here. But instead, I'm going to think about what God wants me to think about. And then thirdly, let us renew our mind daily through the Word of God. You know, at the very least, reading God's Word is that it is slowly changing our mind, our thought life, to think like Him, to think according to His Word. Our mind is renewed and changed. And as it's changed, it's being perfected. Our mind is being perfected. Because remember, the battles are won and lost in the mind. And when our mind is renewed through the Word of God, then we have the mind of Christ, which Paul tells us to have. And then lastly, let us walk in victory through the weapons that God has given us. Walk in victory in the weapons that God has given you. Use that word as a weapon. Be ready, knowing because it's going to come. It's going to come. Be ready. But, you know, pray and let us use worship as the weapon that God intended it. And as we do it, we will walk in victory that God has called us to walk. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Father, I thank You, Lord, God, that You have given us victory. God, I thank You, Lord, God, that You, God, Your plan for us, God, is to walk in victory and freedom, God. Your plan, God, and Your purpose for us, Lord, God, is to continue to build the kingdom, God, and to lead as many people as we can, God, Lord, to You, Father. But, Lord, I just thank You, God, in the battle, God, for our minds, Lord, I pray, God, that we would stand strong, Lord. God, that we, Father God, would not allow ourselves, God, to be taken captive. But, Lord God, that we would take captive every thought. Lord, I pray, God, for these things, God, strongholds in our life. God, I pray that they would be made clear to us. God, that we would bring down those strongholds, Lord, God, through the weapons that you have given us, and God, that we would take hold, Father, God, of our thoughts, and God, that we would be in control, God, by giving it to you, Father. God, I pray that we would do this, Lord, and that we would begin to walk in victory in our life. God, I pray, God, that the lies, God, that we have believed in the past, God, the lies that we have believed for so many years, God would be reversed, Lord, through your word. And God, as we take captive those thoughts and replace it with your truth. God, bless your people and help us, God, to walk in wholeness and to walk in victory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit COTR.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day,